This episode is brought to you by IVP. We may say that the Bible is God's word, but do we truly believe that it's trustworthy? Author Susan Lim believes that we may not fully comprehend the context that formed what we now call the Bible. In her book, Light of the Word, Lim recounts how the Bible was assembled and shows the trustworthiness of Scripture through her compelling historical study. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Light of the Word for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
You're listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading. Nehemiah chapter 11. Nehemiah chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. The population of Jerusalem. So the leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem, while the rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of every 10 to settle in Jerusalem, the holy city, while the other 9 remained in other cities. The people gave their blessing on all the men who volunteered to settle in Jerusalem. These are the provincial leaders who settled in Jerusalem, while other Israelites, the priests, the Levites, the temple attendants, and the sons of the servants of Solomon settled in the cities of Judah, each on his own property in their cities. Some of the descendants of Judah and some of the descendants of Benjamin settled in Jerusalem. Of the descendants of Judah, Athaiah, son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalel, from the descendants of Perez, and Maaseiah, son of Baruch, the son of Kol-Hoze, the son of Azaiah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Jorib, the son of Zechariah, from the descendants of Shelah. The sum total of the descendants of Perez who were settling in Jerusalem was 468 exceptional men. These are the descendants of Benjamin: Salu, son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Padiah, the son of Koliah, the son of Mashiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Josiah, and his followers, Gabai and Salai, 928 in all. Joel, son of Zikri, was the officer in charge of them, and Judah, son of Hasanua, was second in command over the city. From the priests, Jediah, son of Jorib, Jakin, Sariah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merayuth, the son of Ahitub, supervisor in the temple of God, and their colleagues who were carrying out work for the temple, 822. Adaiah, son of Jeroham, the son of Palaliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkijah, and his colleagues who were heads of families, 242. And Amashai, son of Azarel, the son of Azai, the son of Meshilemoth, the son of Immer, and his colleagues, who were exceptional men, 128. The officer over them was Zabdil, the son of Hagedolim. From the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Buni, Shabbatai, and Jozabad, leaders of the Levites, were in charge of the external work for the temple of God. Mattaniah, son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, the praise leader who led in thanksgiving and prayer, Bakbukiah, second among his colleagues, and Abda, son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, The sum total of the Levites in the city was 284, and the gatekeepers, Akub, Talmon, and their colleagues who were guarding the gates, 172. And the rest of the Israelites, with the priests and the Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, each on his own property. The temple attendants were living on Ophel, and Zichah and Gishpah were over them. The overseer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzi, son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah. He was one of Asaph's descendants, who were the singers, responsible for the service of the temple of God, for they were under royal orders, which determined their activity day by day. Pethiah, son of Meshabel, one of the descendants of Zerah, son of Judah, was an advisor to the king in every matter pertaining to the people. As for the settlements with their fields, some of the people of Judah settled in Kiriath Arba, in its neighboring villages in Debon, in its villages in Jekabzil, in settlements in Jeshua, in Molada, in Beth Pelet, in Hazar Shual, in Beersheba, in its villages, in Ziklag, in Mekona, in its villages, in En Rimon, in Zora, in Jarmuth, Zanoa, Adullam, in their settlements, in Lachish, in its fields, and in Azekah, in its villages. So they were encamped from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. Some of the descendants of Benjamin settled in Geba, Michmash, Aijah, Bethel, in its villages, in Anathoth, Nob, in Ananiah, in Hazor, Ramah, in Gittaim, in Hadid, Zeboim, in Nebalat, in Lod, Ono, in the valley of the craftsmen. Some of the Judeans' divisions of the Levites settled in Benjamin. Proverbs chapter 19. Better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is perverse in his speech and is a fool. It is dangerous to have zeal without knowledge, and the one who acts hastily makes poor decisions. A person's folly subverts his way, and his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth adds many friends, but a poor person is separated from his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and the one who spouts out lies will not escape punishment. Many people entreat the favor of a generous person, and everyone is the friend of the person who gives gifts. All the relatives of a poor person hate him. How much more do his friends avoid him? One who chases words, which are nothing. The one who acquires understanding loves himself. The one who preserves understanding will prosper. A false witness will not go unpunished, and the one who spouts out lies will perish. Luxury is not appropriate for a fool. How much less for a servant to rule over princes? A person's wisdom has made him slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. A king's wrath is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish child is the ruin of his father, and a contentious wife is like a constant dripping. A house and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness brings on a deep sleep, and the idle person will go hungry. The one who obeys commandments guards his life. The one who despises his ways will die. The one who is gracious to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him for his good deed. Discipline your child, for there is hope, but do not set your heart on causing his death. A person with great anger bears a penalty, but if you deliver him from it once, you will have to do it again. Listen to advice and receive discipline, that you may become wise by the end of your life. There are many plans in a person's mind, but it is the counsel of the Lord that will stand. What is desirable for a person is to show loyal love, and a poor person is better than a liar. Fearing the Lord leads to life, and one who does so will live satisfied. He will not be afflicted by calamity. The sluggard has plunged his hand into the dish, and he will not even bring it back to his mouth. Flog a scorner, and as a result, the simpleton will learn prudence. Correct a discerning person, and as a result, he will understand knowledge. The one who robs his father and chases away his mother is a son who brings shame and disgrace. If you stop listening to instruction, my child, you will stray from the words of knowledge. A crooked witness scorns justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Penalties have been prepared for scorners, and floggings for the backs of fools.
Your word is true.
New Testament reading. Revelation chapter 12 through Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 10. Revelation chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. The woman, the child, and the dragon. Then a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet, and on her head was a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was screaming in labor pain, struggling to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, a huge red dragon that had 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its head were 7 diadem crowns. Now the dragon's tail swept away a third of the stars in heaven and hurled them to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child as soon as it was born. So the woman gave birth to a son, a male child, who was going to rule over all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was suddenly caught up to God and to his throne. And she fled into the wilderness where a place had been prepared for her by God so she could be taken care of for 1,260 days. War in heaven. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But the dragon was not strong enough to prevail, so there was no longer any place left in heaven for him and his angels. So that huge dragon, the ancient serpent, the one called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, was thrown down to the earth, and his angels along with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "The salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the ruling authority of his Christ have now come, because the accuser of our brothers and sisters, the one who accuses them day and night before our God, has been thrown down. But they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Therefore, you heavens, rejoice, and all who reside in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you. He is filled with terrible anger, for he knows that he only has a little time." Now, when the dragon realized that he had been thrown down to earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given the 2 wings of a giant eagle, so she could fly into the wilderness to the place of God prepared for her, where she is taken care of away from the presence of the serpent for a time, times, and half a time. Then the serpent spouted water like a river out of his mouth after the woman in an attempt to sweep her by a flood. But the earth came to her rescue. The ground opened up and swallowed the river that the dragon had spewed from his mouth. So the dragon became enraged at the woman and went away to make war on the rest of her children, those who keep God's commandments and hold to the testimony about Jesus. And the dragon stood on the sand of the seashore. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 10. The 2 beasts. Then I saw a beast coming up out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads, and on its horns were 10 diadem crowns, and on its heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast that I saw was like a leopard, but its feet were like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. The dragon gave the beast his power, his throne, and great authority to rule. One of the beast's heads appeared to have been killed, but the lethal wound had been healed, and the whole world followed the beast in amazement. They worshiped the dragon because he had given ruling authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast too, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who is able to make war against him?" The beast was given a mouth speaking proud words and blasphemies, and he was permitted to exercise ruling authority for 42 months. So the beast opened his mouth to blaspheme against God, to blaspheme both his name and his dwelling place, that is, those who dwell in heaven. The beast was permitted to go to war against the saints and conquer them. He was given ruling authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. And all those who live on the earth will worship the beast. Everyone whose name has not been written since the foundation of the world in the book of life belonging to the Lamb who was killed. If anyone has an ear, he had better listen. If anyone is meant for captivity, into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed by the sword, then by the sword he must be killed. This requires steadfast endurance and faith from the saints. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. All wise, all knowing, and sovereign God, I thank you for your word. Thank you, O Lord God, for the Proverbs that show us the importance of wisdom and prudence and discernment and valuing those virtues, O God. Would you help us, O God, to ask you for wisdom, because we know that you do give it to us, oh God. Would you help us to be a people that are thoughtful, that are prudent, that are slow to anger, who are not rash in decision-making, but a people, oh God, that think carefully and who seek communal input and wisdom on decisions that we're trying to make, oh Lord God, whether they be spiritual matters or career matters, oh God, or relational matters, oh God. Would you help us, oh God, to be a people that are wise and who are shrewd, oh God, in these last evil days, oh God. And would you help us, oh Lord, when we read Revelation, oh God, it can put us on edge. It can be a little jarring, the imagery, oh God, and what's to come. And it can, for some, it can really strike a bit of anxiety within one's heart, oh God. But I thank you that if we are truly in you, we have nothing to fear, oh God, because we know that you, oh Lord, will uphold us with your righteous right hand. Would you help us to be a people that persevere and that endure until the end, oh God, so that our fate will be that we will not be numbered among those who are contending with, oh God, the beast, oh God, and who face the judgment, oh God, who succumb to the judgment, oh God, but that we, oh God, would pass through the judgment because of the righteousness of Christ, which has been imputed to us. Would you help us, oh God, to hold steadfast to the testimony? And we thank you, oh God, for the blood of the Lamb, because we know that it's by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony that we do indeed overcome. Would you help us, oh God, to be a people, oh God, that persevere until the very end, that endure, oh God, that maintain faith, oh God. We can't do that apart from your Spirit, oh God. So I pray that the Holy Spirit will strengthen us, that the Holy Spirit would stand up within us, guard and keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.